You're listening to SBS News.
It's a normal Wednesday morning for the students at Melbourne's McKinnon Secondary College. They walk in, greet their friends, and put their belongings in their lockers, including their phones. Year 12 student Tianara Bowen says they've been locking their phones away during school hours for the past year and a half, and they're getting used to it.
It was difficult at the start to, like, you know, not have it on me always, because it's always easy to just Google whatever, to look up stuff. It was difficult at the start, but then, yeah, you just get used to it. And then, honestly, it's been a good thing that this has happened, because it's really, yeah, doing Year 12 this year, it's helped us focus more.
Fellow student Liam Atchison agrees.
There were some withdrawal symptoms in a way. Of course, every so often you reach into your pocket and try and get the phone out and realise it's not there. But, you know, we've gotten through it and now it's just part of natural life at McKinnon. We just get on with it.
And from next year, these students won't be alone. The Victorian government announcing a compulsory ban on mobile phones from first bell to last bell in all Victorian state schools. The state's education minister, James Molino, says it's a decision the government did not make lightly.
It is something that I've thought for a long time. I've thought hard and long about this issue, and I know that it won't be universally popular, but in my view, it's the right thing to do.
Mr. Molino also assures people the ban would be flexible when needed.
Of course there will be exceptions. If there is a direct instruction from a teacher that phones are required for a particular classroom activity, then phones can be brought in. But at all other times, the phones will be in the lockers.
The policy aims to increase focus in the classroom, getting rid of the distractions of social media and texting. It also aims to stamp out cyberbullying. Leading child and adolescent psychologist Michael Carr-Gregg supports the move.
The short, medium and long-term impact of bullying and cyberbullying is profound. Anxiety, depression, deliberate self-harm. This is a major step, I think, in trying to remediate some of those problems. It's not anti-technology, it's pro-health.
But not everyone is so sure. Digital education professor Neil Selwyn says banning phones removes an opportunity to educate children on appropriate phone use.
If we're trying to support young people to make good use of these phones, to make appropriate use of these phones, schools is a really good place to do that. Schools are a great place to actually support kids developing cyber safety, another kind of expansive use of smartphone use. So to not have them in schools is a bit of a waste.
Policing the ban would be up to the individual school. McKinnon principal Pitzer Binnen says while she still confiscates about 4 phones per day, it's decreased dramatically.
We had hundreds and hundreds of phones initially, and I thought initially that the school was going to implode. Like, I just didn't know how we were going to manage the situation. But 2 years on, a year and a half on, we would be lucky to have 4 phones in our possession on a daily basis, and we have a school community of 2,200.
New South Wales has a similar ban, but only for primary schools. On Friday, the federal government will host a meeting to discuss the issue on a national scale. The federal education minister, Dan Tehan, supports the idea.
Since I've become education minister, this is something that I've been pursuing, and I think with this move from Victoria, my hope is that we will see other states and territories follow suit.
The Victorian branch of the Australian Education Union says it's cautiously welcoming the ban. It's urging the government to provide schools with all the support they need during the implementation phase, knowing it's going to take some time to enforce. The policy will be reviewed after 12 months. Professor Selwyn says this is essential.
There's going to be practical problems and there's going to be things that we haven't even expected. So having a review is really, really important. And I think making that review as expansive as possible and bringing in as many stakeholders as possible is really, really important.
Amelia Dunn, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.